So, Gemma, many congratulations in your win last night. How did it feel out there?
It was amazing. It's always brilliant to win in that arena. Really, really brilliant.
I mean, you take part in a very frenetic, fast-paced sport. The crowd get really behind you. The atmosphere in an arena like Horse of the Year show must be something else. Can you put it into words?
I don't think there's really words to explain it, really. It's just amazing. The crowd are always brilliant. Saturday night's just the best feeling in the world. And to win's the icing on the cake.
And tell us a bit about Piglet and Eeyore, your two ponies. How did you find them and train them?
Oh, they're little superstars. I've had Piglet since she was 3. She's now 17. She's always been a scurry pony. They do lots and lots of work, sort of working on accuracy, trying to train. We don't do very much fast work. Eeyore came to me 7 years ago now. He's Piglet's full brother. He was previously a show pony and had done very well sort of as a show pony, but unfortunately had laminitis and was really poorly. So we got him back sound. He's still actually owned by their breeder as well, who follows their career closely. But they're just truly amazing ponies. Really.
And describe your kind of daily routine, because, you know, how much training, how many hours a week sort of training do you get in?
As much as possible. Normally it's getting up at the crack of dawn, going up to the yard to exercise before work. My little girl's brilliant. She's got used to eating breakfast in the car, listening to her Frozen songs. We train in the morning, then go to work, normally come back. I do a bit of teaching in the family riding school as well to help pay the bills. Or help towards their keep, and then sometimes then exercise again in the evening as well, so getting home quite late.
Now you ride with Piglet and Eeyore. One of your former ponies was Pooh Bear, who sadly isn't with us anymore. I'm seeing a theme develop here. Tell us a bit about that.
My first ponies, we had a friend over to dinner and somebody had already mentioned the names Kangaroo and Roo. And I said, oh, I'm not so sure. And I asked him what should I call the new ponies. He said, oh, there's only one name, it's Kangaroo and Roo. So they've always had a Pooh Bear and Piglet theme. And it's sort of gone from there, really.
So you just mentioned that your daughter likes to sing along to the songs from Frozen. Do you think there might be pressure to name future ponies Anna and Elsa?
Well, there could be. Gracie's current lead rein pony is hopefully staying with us for life, and he may well be although he might not like that because he's a boy, but we may have to go along that name somewhere.
Excellent. And where do you go from here? Are you aiming to come back next year? You just keep competing and competing?
Yeah, absolutely. We work all year to get to Horse of the Year show, so we'll be home, ponies have a holiday, then come back. I'm looking for a new pony to start taking a bit of the weight off of Piglet, because she's getting on a bit now and she owes me absolutely nothing. So starting to look for something, and then we'll work over the winter to get those ponies going and sort of keeping Piglet and Eeyore sort of ticking over and the schooling going ready for the season in May.
Brilliant. Well, congratulations. Thanks very much.